Hello, and welcome to Avio's Journey Podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show, this one right here, is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business, sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is episode number 245. Super thrilled to be coming to you with another podcast episode. And we're going to talk about Fiverr. And I have some really distressing news to discuss with you about it. And I've debated whether or not to tell you, but I think it's vital that I do. So I'm going to share with you what's going on with Fiverr on my end, and we're going to discuss. Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right. Well, it is good to have you back. I'm very excited about doing another podcast. Man, it's been since, August 8th since I did a podcast. And yeah, this once a month podcast thing, I'm not liking it, but I've been definitely putting a lot of effort into the academy, our VO's Journey Elite Academy. Been super psyched about it and all the wonderful things our community is doing on our Discord channel, the production company, and the work we're getting our voice acting students as well, and all the teaching and education. So, just on a side note, make sure you check that out. Check that out, Avio's Journey Elite Academy. There'll be a link in the description, but you can always go over to aviosjourney.com and it's right there on the front page. You can check it out. We're also offering the first month half off. So, really check. I think you're going to love it. It's really, really, I think you're going to love it. We'd love to have you part of the community. So, I want to discuss with you today something that's going on with my Fiverr account, and I'm going to be open about it totally. I've been frustrated and semi-embarrassed. You know, I have built, starting 5 years ago, you know, I've built a really sizable income on Fiverr, and I like to think I've helped a lot of people do the same on Fiverr. And I really do like the platform, you know. I talk about it all the time. It's been something that has been a cornerstone of my business, my voiceover business. But some things have happened, and I want to talk to you about it. So, you know, when I was really working hard with Fiverr, you know, I was making probably between $8,000 to $12,000 a month on the platform, which is just for one platform alone, it's incredible. And incredible in general, right? I never dreamed I'd make that much money, period, let alone in voiceover and from one platform. But anyways, so that's what's going on with Fiverr. But something happened. I started getting busy other places. The academy has been incredible, a godsend. The community is amazing, but it takes up an extreme amount of my time. Doing things on the back end, growing, being a part of the community, helping other voice actors, it takes up a lot of time. It takes up a lot of time. And that's one thing. Growing other parts of my business, like my mentor students, which I absolutely love working one-on-one with students. But now I have over 20 mentor students. And, you know, we meet every week, once a week, every week. And, you know, that's another thing added on. You know, we have a new place. Where I'm going with all of this is that, you know, I've been really getting slammed getting beat down on Fiverr, and my revenue has gone down. You know, this past month I made around $2,000 on Fiverr, and which is not shabby at all. But a big part of that, for me personally, I think Fiverr slowed down in general, but for me personally, it's been some other things. A couple of late deliveries. There have been some customers who I was late with, and they were not happy, and rightly so. So, you know, they complained to Fiverr about it, and that also hurt my account. Fiverr has, as you might or might not know, you know, Fiverr makes everybody fill out, or they try to get everybody to put a review on, you know, give you a review, but they also have a private survey that they send everybody afterwards, everybody on Fiverr. And that private survey, which between us, I think is kind of junky that we can't see it, but they use that private survey very much to determine your rankings, you know, and I think I had gotten a few bad reviews on that private survey, and it literally tanked my whole Fiverr account. There has been a couple of days this week where I've had zero clicks. This has not been something that I've experienced for years on Fiverr. And I'll be honest with you guys, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing saying it out loud because, you know, I'm supposed to be that guy, that Fiverr guy. And it sucks. It really sucks. And, you know, I still believe in the platform. And, you know, with all that being said, I was still able to make, you know, over $2,000 this month. And that money really has come from my repeat customers, right? I mean, I think it's about 70 to 80% now of my business is from repeat customers, which is wonderful, but I'd like to see it more around 50%, I think, you know, where there's at least some growth coming, you know, because it's great to have repeat business and you want it, but you, because they always say, what is it like 80% of your business will come from 20% of your clients, you know, which I really firmly believe, you know, so that's not a bad thing, but I'd like to see it, you know, a little bit more newer clients, but you know, that ratio is, or that those numbers of people, or impressions and clicks are super far down. And it's, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow. You know, also, you know, it's been one of those things where there's been a lot of people who've gotten really frustrated with Fiverr, and there's been some people leaving Fiverr, and, you know, and that's okay. I mean, that's anybody's prerogative. I still love the platform. And I think I wanted to share with you guys today what's going on with me. You know, I haven't had these numbers. You know, I haven't made this money for a long, this least amount of money on Fiverr in a long time, in years. And honestly, a lot of it is self-inflicted. It is self-inflicted. It is, you know, my numbers, my response time's always been good. But the fewer jobs that you do, and this is also for people who are just beginning too, don't beat yourself up about it, because we all go through, the fewer jobs that you do, the harder it is for you to average out things, right? Meaning, like, you know, if you get a bad review, or you get, you miss a contact or a message, you know, and you do it a couple hours past when someone contacted you, and you're only doing one or two or three of those a week or a month, it's hard to pull up that average because you don't have a lot of people going through it. And I think that, you know, this is something for me that has been tough pill to swallow. It's been, again, it's been embarrassing. And I know people, maybe I shouldn't feel embarrassed about it, but I am, because a lot of this is self-inflicted, you know, upon myself. You know, I've caused these numbers, and it's hard because, you know, I really do promote Fiverr. I don't get any money for promoting Fiverr. I mean, Fiverr doesn't pay me anything, but I really love the platform. And Fiverr has always been my primary source of income from voiceover, because that's where just the majority of work consistently comes in for me on Fiverr. But as it slowed down, you know, I found myself again, you know, looking at other sources of revenue, and they still come in. You know, I get multiple jobs from Voice Jungle and Voice Realm, and I get, you know, jobs from those really are the, and I get some private work, but those really are the other big places that I get work from, other than if I go to audition on voices.com, you know, or I send out some proposals on Upwork. But you know me, I don't like to do that. And a lot of that also is my time, you know, splitting my time. Where should I push that effort? Because I've realized now for me, you know, the Academy is been, it's been amazing. And we were, you know, and I realized, you know, we're helping so many voice actors grow their business and go beyond, you know, where they are right now and try to replace their income or, you know, try to create a sizable side income. And it's exciting to spend that time working with people. But what I realize is that it also limits, you know, the time that I spend on my voiceover business. And, you know, I'm frustrated. Like I said, I'm frustrated with myself. But here's the thing, I think, and this is why I wanted to tell you guys this, because I'm not the only, I know I'm not the only one that this happens to. And if it can happen to me, you know, a top rated seller who has thousands of reviews and, you know, has done so, you know, I feel like I've helped Fiverr a lot, I think, you know, and it can just tank my account and, you know, that kind of stuff like that. I think it can happen to anyone. And I think that's a good reason for us to not dislike Fiverr. I love the platform and I still recommend it as the number one place, Fiverr, Upwork, and ACX that you should go as a beginner, starting in your for the freelance platforms. But it is a place that you have to understand cannot be your only source of income. So I like, now you could say the chicken and the egg, because I'd like to think, okay, so if I had not built the Academy and I'd not started mentoring students and I had not built my courses and I had not built my accounts on these other places like, you know, like Voquent or Voice Realm or Voice Jungle or, you know, Voices or any of these other people per hour. You know, I get work on people per hour. I get work different places. What would my life be like if my income tanked like this? And it scares me, but it's the chicken and the egg though, because if I hadn't done those other stuff, maybe my income wouldn't have tanked because I wouldn't have been busy and shying away from turning something in on time, et cetera, et cetera. And I'd like to address that turning in something on time that becomes an issue. So part of the big reason why too, I've been late on a lot of my projects on Fiverr is because during the day, during the work day, the common work day, right? I'm busy. I'm swamped with coaching sessions, with the stuff I'm doing, with the content I'm creating for the Academy, for you know, the YouTube channel, all these things. You know, I'm doing this stuff from the beginning of the workday to the end of the workday. You know, then my family gets home, and then it's evening time. And for years, and you might be in this very spot right now, for years, I spent all day at a full-time job and all night at voiceover. And I saw very little of my family. And I remember when I went full-time as a voice actor, I had to, for a while, I was, you know, it's funny because I worked all day and then I still worked all night because I was just so used to it, right? It became a habit. But then as time has gone on, I've realized I can't do that. I really need to take time away from my business and spend time with my family and relax and do something else, because it will kind of just overload you. You know, it will drive you insane. So, you know, that's something that down the road I've learned, you know, and I don't talk about that very much, but part of, and so because of that, because I'm also taking time away too, I think I push myself not to do work after a certain time, you know, on a general basis. And, you know, now I do, like, for the Academy, you know, we have evening classes. I teach one evening class a week, but then I do some live stuff later. But I try my very best to not do work after a certain time now. And I think what happens, because I've been doing that, certain platforms like Fiverr, like VoiceBunny, like any of these platforms that are, you know, like hellbent on making sure you are quick and fast with deliveries, right? It does not work. Weekends are another thing. I've tried very hard to start taking off weekends. And I think that's been a detriment too, because if a job comes in, you know, it doesn't stop because of the weekend. Now on some platforms it does, like Voice Jungle, I love it. If a job comes in Friday night, or Saturday or Sunday, you don't have to turn it in until Monday. right? I mean, that's, you know, they don't have you working over the weekend. But most of the places, it doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter what time, you know, what day of the week it is. And, you know, it's funny, you guys, I never thought about this when I was first building this business. You know, it never dawned upon me that I would want to take that time off. Maybe it should have, but I was so infatuated with my business and with this excitement and voiceover and the possibilities. And I still am, but it's definitely become more of a mature fascination, you know, not like I'm never going to stop. I'm an Energizer bunny fat. And even now I feel like I still do a lot. But I'm trying to take time off, you know, to spend with my family or to relax or to get my bearings, you know, to recharge or whatever. And there is challenges with a lot of these platforms when you're doing that. So I think my takeaway on it or how I feel about it is that looking at it that way does make me think now, you know, I had pushed a lot of my stuff back to 24 hours on Fiverr, because whenever you're trying to generate some more business, you know, the shorter delivery time works because people are searching for that. But that comes with a price, right? Because that means you've got to deliver it in that short period of time. And originally, or not originally, but, you know, a year or so ago, I'd moved it to 3-day delivery because I needed 3 days, you know, I needed more time to be able to do the work and to catch up and things like that. And I think that's something that you should take in consideration as you grow your business. And when you're thinking about leaving your job, all right. And you, again, none of this came into my mind, right? Because you can simply tell yourself, I'm never going to be late on a project, or I'm never going to have an unruly client, which we know that's not true. We always have unruly clients, especially on Fiverr. But, you know, I'm not going to get a bad review. You know, you tell yourself these things and you work really hard to create these things on these platforms, but it will inevitably happen no matter what. Something will happen that will cause it. In which case, it's got to be that we plan for it. You know, I think if I hadn't built in, again, chicken and the egg, I know, but I have other sources of revenue and income from different platforms. So I guess, you know, the point of this episode is to kind of tell you something. You know, here's another crazy thing. This is like me getting a lot of stuff off my chest for you when it comes to Fiverr, is that, you know, I started a long time ago posting my Fiverr stats in my Facebook group, A VO's Journey, every month. No one ever did posting, you know, earnings or stats or anything like that. That was more taboo. It wasn't kind of something you did, but I posted it because I wanted people to understand that if I was telling them, listen, you can do XYZ on Fiverr, and here's the proof that if you do it, you know, I've done it and I am making money on Fiverr, and these were my earnings. And it kind of spawned this monthly thing that we do now in our Facebook group, A VO's Journey, where people post their earnings. And you'll notice that a lot of people post, people who post their earnings are making thousands and thousands of dollars a month. But there's the rest of us who are on Fiverr who don't post this. So, you know, we're not making thousands and thousands, or maybe you just don't want to post them, which is fine too. But I've not been posting it. I stopped posting a while ago. One of the reasons I stopped posting was because, you know, I started hearing a lot of feedback where people, like, you know, it wasn't necessarily giving them, I wanted it to inspire people, but more so it was causing people to feel uninspired, you know, like they're not able to do that. You know, they're not, something's wrong with them. But I also did it too, because, you know, quite frankly, I've been embarrassed about my earnings on the platform. And, you know, it's very hard to, you know, life is also about appearances, you know, and, you know, even though I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars on that platform, it still even bothers me. And I want to open up with you guys about this, because I think we all go through these issues with ourselves and our self-esteem and our confidence, no matter who you are. You know, some people might just choose not to share it with you or to cover it up, or, you know, they might act like everything's perfect. But, you know, it can be one of those things that really bothers you a lot on the DL. All right. And you want to be transparent with people, but you know, something's not working right and you feel embarrassed by it, or, you know, and I think for me, that's been kind of how things have been. The difference, I would say for me, I know why I am where I am. And I know why I'm only making a couple thousand dollars a month instead of $10,000 a month. By the way, on a side note, on Fiverr, those stats are, and your customer service. I think a lot of people would take that moment then to say, you know, that is a really crappy thing that Fiverr does. And this is not, you know, I don't want to make this a Fiverr bashing session, because I love Fiverr and I'm going to still continue to use it and make money on that platform and grow from it. But I have to be aware that if I want to use that platform in a different way and not be so beholden to the timelines and the things that they, you know, arbitrarily create, then I have to take the good with the bad and know that that platform will not produce for me what it could produce if I was a good little boy and did everything I was supposed to do on time when I was supposed to do it, jump to that bell. And I think that, you know, it is just something that I want to share with you guys about part of my journey, because this, you know, this podcast has been about my journey. And it's now, interestingly enough, my income has not changed, but it's been placed, you know, replaced by different things in different areas. But it bothers me. The Fiverr thing bothers me. And also, you know, Fiverr did some internal switching around recently. So people who used to be a part of my team, or what I call my team, like the Seller Plus team, people I've known for years, you know, moved up. Chris, you know, we had Chris, he moved up. He was a good friend. He still is a good friend. Now, Adam, you know, the guy who leads the marketing, I mean, they're going to be at, you know, Fiverr's coming to our VO conference in October, which is really exciting. We're going to have a panel, and we're going to have the head marketing guy from the music and audio section of Fiverr is going to be there and to talk about it. And I'm really excited about that. So, you know, I'm all in with Fiverr, but it just goes to show you, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You know, these are equal playing fields. You know, those things cannot be subverted, and you have to be aware of it and plan for it. So I think moving forward, you know, for me, I know I'm continuing to do what I need to do. I changed some things around, like my delivery time, which has helped a lot on Fiverr. And I changed back to 3 days from 24 hours, and that's helped me. And I think, you know, just that means that, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I am making Fiverr bend to my schedule instead of my schedule continuously bending to Fiverr's schedule. But listen, this is something that I might not have ever got to this place. Oh, excuse me. I might not have got to this place if I hadn't done what I had done. So I'm not downplaying the journey I've taken. You know, in fact, I'm using it as a good example of, we're going to have ups and downs in our journey. You're going to be up one moment and then you're going to be down the next. But I think it is definitely, it's not a cliche to say, because I know other people have said it so many times, but it really does matter what you do when you're down, that counts, right? How do we move forward when things aren't working? And I think the best way to do it is just to continue to move forward. So anyways, I stop in like a pity party. Please don't think this has been a pity party me episode. But I wanted to be open with you. So hopefully, maybe if you're struggling with the platform or you're struggling with your voiceover business, know that, listen, it doesn't matter how far along you are in your business, you can still struggle. You really can. And just because someone is famous or someone is well known or someone is, you know, seemingly should not have an issue struggling with something, doesn't mean that they're not. So to sum all this up, what this means is that you've got to run your own race and not to listen to people tell you what you should and should not do, but you use your common sense, right? And also, I think it's so vital, like something that's helped me a lot is the community of people who are like-minded that are there to pull you up, especially when you're down. Right, especially when you're struggling with something, you know, when life is in the way, you know, having a group of people who are doing the same thing, going in the same direction, and who are positive. That's why I love the Academy so much. We have such an incredible, active, positive group. Our Discord server is amazing. It really is amazing. I've had many people say it's like one of the most active ones on voiceover groups on Discord, and I'm really happy to be a part of it and be a part of that community. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. You know, send me a message. Tell me how it's going with you. You know, it's anthonypicaproductions@gmail.com. Tell me how it's going with you. Tell me how your business is going. You know, send me a message on social media. Send me a message somewhere. Let me know. Shoot the breeze. Check out the Academy. We need to be together, especially on tough times more than ever. So thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate it. Super excited that you stopped in and listened to this podcast episode number 245. And I can't wait to come back and do another one with you. All right, guys, take it easy. Peace.